I want to remind you before I forget myself, please do not forget during the prelude, if you brought a cross that you would like to place on the altar, come forward during that prelude, while the prelude is playing, and place them on the altar. And we ask that you leave that through the Easter service so we can display those through Easter. And these are crosses that are special to you and hold a special place in your heart for many various reasons, but that will lift up our altar as our focus for worshiping of our Creator God. Also, this is a big week, obviously, for this church and for every church that claims Christ as Lord and Savior. This is one of the oldest and the most high in church talk, that's what we say, the most high church time of the year, this holy week that begins today. We will celebrate, if you want to call it celebrate, Good Friday service at 7 o'clock here. It is one of my favorite services of the year. It just reminds me of what Christ did for all of us. But I always like to make it personal, and it reminds me of what Christ did for me. And I hope it reminds you as well. It just shows in physical ways how much God loves us. And so I hope all of you come to that service. We will have several speakers that night, and so I'm excited to hear their wisdom as they come forth that night. And it will be probably from your perspective of me, it will be not as energetic as you might think. It'll be more of an introspective type worship service, so I really invite you to that. Also, don't forget sunrise service, 6:30, the Overlook. Now, I know these were handed out to you, and some of you are probably thinking, okay, I know about this. We've been announcing it for several weeks now. But this orange handout is not for you, believe it or not. This is for your neighbors and friends. And we're asking you to take a handful of these. As you leave today, there'll be people standing at the door handing out more of these. And we're asking that you hand these out to your neighbors and friends. If you are a store owner or something like that, if you'd lay them on your counter and let people pick them up, just to let the community know about this as we worship at the Outlook. And the Overlook, excuse me, Outlook, we're going to be looking out. But we'll have fun, and it will be a simple service as we enjoy God's creation on that sunrise Easter morning. Also, then we'll come back here for breakfast. United Methodist men are serving breakfast, and I always look forward for eats. That's good English, right? Sorry, English teachers. But no, good breakfast, 7:30, 8:20, we'll have, 8:20 and 10, we'll have the worship celebration services, 9 o'clock, Sunday school, and at 11:15, we're going to be having an Easter egg hunt, so make sure you come for all of those celebrations that day. Take this home with you, please, or let it remind you, hang it up on your fridge, and just let it remind you of all the things going on. So are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning? Praise God. Let us have our opening prayer and then our prelude as we get our hearts and our minds and our spirits ready for worship this day. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you so very much for this gorgeous day. We thank you, Lord, for this life that you've given us. We ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us as we gather together to worship you this day. We ask, Lord, that you anoint us in such a powerful way that evil runs in fear, that negativity is just pushed out of this place. We ask, God, that you help us focus on you, our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Redeemer, Lord. Make us one with each other and one with you on this Palm Sunday. In Jesus' holy name, amen.